The complaint before the Wisconsin Judicial Commission centered around a campaign ad Gableman ran attacking then-Justice Louis Butler. The ad implied that back when Butler was a defense attorney, he used a legal loophole to free a child molester from prison, who then went on to molest another child. Butler did represent the man, but he ultimately lost his case and didn't reoffend until after he'd served his sentence. But the judges considering the complaint said that even if the ad was misleading, that alone did not merit disciplinary action under the state's Code of Judicial Conduct. Gableman attorney James Bopp said he was pleased with the result.
This is a complete vindication of Justice Gableman's position that the ad that he ran during the campaign fully complied with the judicial canons of ethics in Wisconsin.
The three-judge panel said that if you look at the statements in Gableman's ad individually, each of them was undeniably true. That reasoning bothered the group that brought the complaint against Gableman in the first place, Citizen Action of Wisconsin. Robert Craig is the group's director.
I just think that's a highly technical loophole way of viewing truth. You can string together true statements which create a false statement if you leave out crucial facts.
The final say over whether Justice Gableman gets punished is up to his six colleagues on the Supreme Court. The court did discipline one of its members for the first time ever a year ago when it formally reprimanded Justice Annette Ziegler for cases she mishandled as a Washington County Circuit judge. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.